All right, Big Rob, our next guest. I'll let you introduce her, man. She's another rising star in our community, man. If you don't mind bringing our next guest, brother.
Well, we have the lovely, the vivacious, the missionary of the New Jerusalem Church Without Walls. We have Jen Ross in the building.
Just got her license, too, to be a missionary. Congratulations on that, Jen. That's when you went out of town to get your license. You didn't tell everybody that you went to Texas to get your license and stuff.
That's definitely not why I went to Texas.
You came back a new woman now, Rob. You came back a new woman, bro.
I knew that Rob was not going to just give me a regular old introduction.
Nothing wrong with being a woman of God. A woman of Christ. A woman. Nothing wrong with that, Jen. Amen. So anyway, before we get started, how was your vacation?
Oh, my vacation was divine. It was divine. Wonderful.
Uh-oh.
How was your vacation?
It was a struggle. It was a struggle every day.
To come back, it was a struggle to come home.
Wait a minute. We got to get into this divineness.
Get my little Lions encounter. We don't want to hear about this stuff. We want to hear about what happened in Dallas.
No. We were in Houston, but
in Houston, no, okay.
Celebrating birthday, like you know, we normally do. I got a lot of friends that are Geminis. So we were celebrating, and we celebrated.
All righty then. I told Rob, she gonna make it back in time. Don't she know she got an event this weekend?
Well, this was planned before the event was planned. So you know how, you know, some of my events go. It can go down in 2 weeks, you know. So
let's talk about the Juneteenth celebration.
Like you had enough holy water while you was there.
Yeah.
If that's what we calling it.
Yeah, holy water.
She's blessed. She got some blessing. Yeah. You accidentally went Facebook Live. I meant to tell you that.
You see her eyes
and didn't hurry up and stop. Like she didn't know she was live.
From that holy water.
Well, I hope we deleted that.
So
close your eyes.
Talk about the Juneteenth celebration.
All right. So as you guys know, last year we did the first ever Juneteenth fireworks celebration. Right here in the city of Muskegon Heights. So this year we collaborated with the city to do it again. Actually, this is the city's event and they brought me in to help out with it this year. So Saturday at 5 o'clock, we'll be out at Mona Lake outside, you know, the world back open now so we can go outside and kick it. So we have the Unique Soul Band. They'll be starting at 6 p.m. But at 5 p.m., you can just come in or come down and set up your lawn chairs and mingle a little bit. We'll have a couple of food vendors out there. And we're just doing food vendors out there. So we didn't want to, you know, have any competition or anybody to feel some type of way about, you know, having to choose. So we're just doing the food out there, no other vendors. So everybody, please go down and support the vendors at the Black Expo before you come down to Mona Lake at 5 o'clock. And we're going to just unwind down there and listen to the band, dance a little bit. We got games for the kids. So this is a family event. So we have games for the kids. We have hot dogs and chips for the kids. And then the adults, y'all are on your own though. Y'all go down there and buy some of that barbecue that they're gonna be selling. But we got the kids covered.
And you know, shout out to the Muskegon Heights, the city of Muskegon Heights for making sure that you are involved because this was your idea. Yeah. All your idea. We wasn't even thinking about fireworks for Juneteenth. Firecrackers.
They wasn't even thinking about Juneteenth, but you know. But this year they are on it. So shout out to Troy Bell, the city manager. You know, he's still fairly new to the city, so he's still kind of, you know, getting a feel for everybody and everything. But shout out to him for reaching out and, you know, asking me to be a part of it. I really appreciate it. And of course, when people reach out to me, I don't tell them no, you know. So, yep. Yeah. So this week is Juneteenth. Next week, I'm working with the Lakehawks for their basketball tournament. And I mean, my phone just keeps ringing. So I appreciate the love, guys. I appreciate it. This is something I enjoy doing. So every time I'm asked, I'm more than willing to help out.
Wow. How can people donate to this cause?
They can donate via my Cash App. I didn't have time to set up a new one, but best believe I'm keeping the funds separated because I ain't janky. So,
no doubt.
My Cash App is money_bartenderjen, which y'all know that's my other job. So it's money_bartenderjen. And if you have a check, you can make the check payable to the City of Muskegon Heights and go drop it off in person or call me. I will come and pick it up from you. Shout out to all the people who have donated so far. It's been nice. We have really, really appreciated.
Do I got the Cash App right on the screen? Is that right?
Bartender Jen. Yep, that's right.
Okay, hit her up, family. And you know, you deserve to get something. I'm not going to lie. You're putting a lot of work into this.
And I put a lot of work into everything, but I don't expect it. You know, just like last year when, you know, after Buy Black Weekend, I wasn't expecting to get anything from it, but the blessings definitely come after. And so, you know, not that I'll be looking for it, but, you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. But the goal is to give back, you know, give back to the community and make this fun again and make, you know, family events and also, you know, for like Buy Black Weekend to raise, you know, awareness to our Black entrepreneurs in Muskegon because there's a lot. So.
Wow. I talked to Troy Bell earlier today and he said, do you guys still need volunteers? About how many do you need?
We would like to have about 20. So yeah, I was going to make a Facebook post today because I had quite a few of them last year too. So yeah, we need probably about 20 volunteers just to help with traffic, flow, and to help like make sure nobody goes inside the area where they're going to be lighting the fireworks, because this year we have a professional pyrotechnic team coming to do the fireworks. So you know, a lot of changes this year, but we are excited about it and definitely excited to see what happens for next year.
Wow. Yeah, you had to start somewhere, Jen, and where you started, you know. I'm on this preaching kick, and I know I ain't got that much time.
You got time now, Rob. Go ahead, brother.
I heard you preaching the last time.
Since my DNA came back, I can't talk about too many Black things. You know, I've been found out that I was more white than I was Black.
Listen, me and Rob had a conversation about that at the station a couple weeks ago, and I said, I got the kid at home, and I'm scared. I'm scared to see
you. You better drop that thing, man. What you waiting on?
I'm scared to see my back. I got the whole kit. It's been sitting there for about 6 months. I got it on sale.
You're crazy. Hey, look, the Black gene is dominant anyway. So regardless, we do know.
Clearly, that's dominant. But I'm just saying.
But Jen, for you to, you know, I think as I remember this stuff going down, right, you talked to Paul or me or somebody about the Juneteenth thing. And you knew we had done it prior to you doing anything.
Yeah.
And you was like, I don't want, if I remember correctly, I don't want to do what y'all did. I want to do something different. And you came up with the fireworks.
Right. And I mean, that was only right. We celebrate the 4th of July with fireworks. This is an Independence Day for us. So let's do fireworks. So that's that came about.
I am tremendously proud of the things that you've been able to accomplish. You know, I don't know how much longer I got on this earth because I'm old, you know, and it's good to see you young people pick that stuff up and carry the torches for us. Mm-hmm. You know, me and PA don't hold no grudge in our hearts for any of the stuff you guys are doing. I don't want nobody to ever try to convince you of that or yeah, any of foolish. Y'all.
Foolish.
We so proud. We so proud. They could not.
Nobody. Nobody could convince me that y'all are saying anything shady. Listen, not the amount of support I get from y'all. No.
Me and PA be sitting back like, I'm glad she doing it because we tired.
Look, I just got back. If we had an event to do, I would have had to been back several weeks ago, Jen. So thanks to people like you, hey, you know what I mean? I was able to chill out with the lions and everything and elephants and all that. You know what I mean? So
hey. We was just talking about that, Jen, how proud we was of y'all taking over this stuff. Cause you know, we all gotta return back to the earth one day, and it's, you know, y'all, I don't know. Y'all doing great things. Y'all keep on doing it. Don't let nothing get y'all down. And I like the way you and Lachey are trying to big up each other and each other's event. Y'all ain't trying to. That is beautiful to see you women doing this. I wish men would get on board and do the same doggone type of stuff and not let their egos get in the doggone way. Because we get you women to do it and these men to do it, then Juneteenth would be such a huge all-day event. Yeah. You got 5 or 6 events going on, and each one of them are somewhat successful during their time and perspective times of a day. So, big up to you.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how it happened last year. There was one event one day, and then two events one day and two events the next day or something like that. But there was 4 events total. And I went to all of them. I supported all of them. I volunteered at Lachey's last year and gave out food boxes that the city of Muskegon Heights had donated down there. So I stepped, you know, to another one just to, you know, stay high and support the vendors and stuff that were that way. So there's definitely a lot of support and camaraderie. And you know, I say it every week on Making Moves Monday, it's collaboration over competition. We not competing. We not doing that. We definitely not doing that.
Y'all showing up brothers how it's done. That's what y'all doing. Y'all showing up brothers how to do it. How to do that thing.
PA come through with the American Express purple card. And
the heavy card.
Why I got to be purple, Rob? You trying to be funny, bro. Why I got to be purple?
I know you turned in your black card.
No, I'm keeping the black. I'm not cool with the purple thing. I'm good. I'm good with the black. I'm good with the black. They can get the purple. And you take the pink one. I'm good.
You want to be
liberated. You want to be liberated over there. So fireworks. I know you got some hot dogs for the kids, you mentioned, right?
Yeah, we got hot dogs, chips, and maybe some cookies. I just got a donation today to take care of the rest of that. And then, like I said, we got Unique Soul going on at 6, and they're going to play until about 9:15. And then we're going to get ready for the fireworks at dusk.
There you go. Before we go, you have a little glow about yourself. What is going on? Any announcement you want to make? I see a little glow.
No. That's my sunroom open right there.
No.
She just left Texas.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, what's going on?
Nothing in Texas.
She got Jesus on her side.
Is something in Tennessee or Arkansas on her way back? No, something's going on.
On the way back?
Ohio? I don't know.
I knew y'all was gonna act up. I knew it.
We messy over here. We know it.
I know. Y'all big messy.
All right. Proud of you, like Big Rob said. Proud of you and Lachey and for what y'all doing. And
thank you.
I wish some of my hip hoppers would take heed to what y'all are doing, and we would have more unity in this community. So much division.
We definitely need it. And I mean, if any of the hip hoppers want to put something together, let me know.
Yeah,
I would definitely help you. Because you're right, we do need that. It's so much violence has happened here, you know, in the last couple of years. So we definitely need to do something to just make the atmosphere better.
There you go. You're doing your part. We'll be there. We'll be there broadcasting, doing interviews and all that. So thank you so much for allowing
us. And thank y'all again for everything. I mean, you know, anytime I do something, I'm calling and PA's like, what do you need, sis? You know, what you want this time, you know.
Well, the city got it all. You know, I had to go tricking on this one. This is really bad.
He had to go trick treating.
All right. I had to cash in on a bunch of favors on this one.
Listen, I think we all did.
Like, wow, I need to be a pyrotechnician. They make them
right.
Right, man.
Like, what kind of training does this take?
Because feast don't know, man. Feast don't know. The money is not selling dope. The money is selling fireworks, legal fireworks.
So, yeah, once again, if you still want to donate, there is time. We still are taking donations. You got my Cash App right there. If you want to write a check, make it to the city of Muskegon Heights, I will come and pick it up, okay?
We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.